at 3:40 in the morning. This is WSGP 419 monitoring. WSGH922 monitoring. Station 218, WIEG, copy. WSGH922 monitoring.
WRPV 448. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. WRPP 448. Good morning, 810. Good morning, dear my brother. How are you this morning? I am well. I'm playing around with my and just enjoying the morning. How are you doing? Yeah, I just rolled out of bed here. Got a doctor's appointment this morning, and then got a couple driving jobs lined up. So, yeah, kind of a slow day today. Well, good for you. Seems like you definitely deserve, a slower day, if there is such a thing. Yeah, copy that. Nice when you don't have the day completely fucked up.
Yeah, I try to kind of cram everything into Monday so that Tuesday I actually don't have anything to do and actually get a 2-day off, you know?
Yeah, I copy that. Unfortunately, right now, every day is a day off for me. You know, I think I'm going to take the beginning of the summer off work, and then about midsummer or so, I'm going to start looking around for something different because the hardware store thing is done.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't know what it's like down where you're at, but I know up here in Saginaw, the job market, I don't know, it's a tough market up here for some reason. It seems like there's a million signs up for help wanted and a million people on Facebook asking who's hiring, so I'm not quite sure where the disconnect is with that, but the general consensus is that it's kind of hard to get a job up here.
I had a line on something a while ago that would have been all right, you know, but it would have involved lifting. And, you know, even once I get this surgery done, I'm not ever going to be like I was. You know, this mesh surgery is hit or miss, so we'll see how it goes.
That's all you can do. Take it one day at a time. Expect the worst. Hope for the best.
That's exactly what I say to other people, too. Expect the worst, hope for the best. Whatever comes in between, you can work with.
Well, there's two schools of thought on that, you know. My ex and I used to argue about that all the time, and some other people that I know that are in the mental health profession and I debate all the time, you know. They're like, well, if you only expect the worst, then, you know, nothing positive is going to come. And I'm like, well, if you expect the positive and it doesn't come, then you get all disappointed and depressed and all. So, I don't know which is the worst of the two. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 ID.
Your RPD 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, you know, but if you already know the worst thing that can happen, and if it does happen, you're not completely caught off guard. You know, it falls into the realm of realistic parameters. Consider it.
That's what I try to explain to my ex. Especially from a young age working in emergency services, your brain is just trained from day one to anticipate everything that could possibly go wrong and have some kind of a contingency plan for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you think about these, you gotta go in domestic calls. I mean, stuff can go south in a real fast hurry, and, you know, they're already always thinking that when they're running into that, I'm sure.
You get misinformation along the way. You know, you got somebody at the house telling the dispatcher what they think is going on as opposed to what's going on. So, you know, that's the information you get, and, you know, you're going there for a stub toe, and all of a sudden, you know, they're in full cardiac arrest, you know. You just never know.
Yeah, that would suck. Stub your toe and go into cardiac. Oh, well, I'm playing around with my computer. I ordered one of those trays that slides out from underneath the desk that the keyboard sits on, and I cannot believe I went this long in my life without one of those. I love it. It was affordable, it's sturdy, and it frees up my desk. It's what I was doing this morning.
Yeah, roger that. I have a very small desk, and my laptop just sits on the desk, and that takes up the majority of my desktop there. But then next to my desk, I got a computer printer stand, and I was able to put the printer on the bottom shelf and put all the radios and crap on top. So, you know, that kind of balanced out the desk space there, or lack of.
Yeah, I bought a piece of plywood, ripped it down to 22 inches, and put it along the one side of the wall. I've got a mat that I've got a couple AM/CB, FM/CB. I've got three AM radios, the GMRS on the other side of the bench. I've got a cosmic table and a shelf that with electronic tools, and then all the big tools are in the basement. So I'm covered up here.
Yeah, unfortunately space for me is very much lacking at a premium there. You know, I go back and forth about wanting to upgrade the CV side of things, but as little as I use it, you know, it's just spending money that I don't have on things that I'm not going to use. Instead, I got one in the car, and I don't think I hardly even really turn it on. Every once in a while, I turn it on my way to work to talk to one of my local buddies, but I ain't even talked to him in like a month. But, you know, back in the day, having the Cobra 2000s and the 148s and stuff like that, you know, just having a little rinky-dink AM radio just seems like a real step down, but again, it does what I need it to do, I guess.
I've got four President CDs. I've got the Bill for the truck, I've got the Thomas, and I've got a McKinley, which isn't an FM one, it's an older one. And then I've got the Randy FCC handheld AM. Those look really good around here. Probably a little bit better than the GMRS as far as the trees go.
Roger that. Well, I got a Cobra 29LX that I'm using in the car right now, and it does the job, we'll just say that much. At one point I had a Striker, but you know, again, it's just kind of overkill when I don't really have the time to mess with it.
WRPB 4484 station, I got purposes. Yeah, a Striker does seem like a bit overkill probably.
years and do some stuff around there. And, of course, when I was younger and had the 2000 set up, you know, I went way up to the top and way down the bottom and had a lot of fun doing stuff there. But, you know, it just really requires time where you can just really sit there and play with it, and I just don't have the time to do that.
Yeah, a friend of mine from down the road I met mountain biking, he got me back into CDs again, and then daylight savings kind of happened, and then we lost touch with everybody we were talking to because everybody was falling asleep before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I grew up just to the west of New York City, over by the Bronx there on the Jersey side, and we used to go up to like Channel 67 lower, and we had a nice little group that we talked to from Southern Connecticut, Southern New York State, Northern Jersey, eastern part of Pennsylvania, and we used to do a round robin a couple times a week. That was really nice.
I wasn't that active on the CB when I was younger. It seemed like I would just show it off to people at lunchtime at work. You know, it's all I did when I was younger was work, work, work. And I lived in the West Bloomfield area growing up, and I would talk to people in Walled Lake, and you know, that was back when people's telephones were actually wired. Late '70s, early '80s.
I remember those days. I'd be talking to someone about something on the CB, and a couple days later, my next door neighbor would be asking me what that was about. He'd be splashing all over the TVs and the phones and everything else. Alrighty, my friend here, I'm about to blow this yellow light and zip into where I need to be. As always, it's a pleasure. We'll chat with you again soon. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your new keyboard drawer there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're going to be clearing your final.
Yeah, really glad I caught you this morning. And again, always a pleasure to speak with you. Hope your doctor's visit goes well. We will be doing it again, as Sheboygan Bob says. This is WRPD448, Kurt Groveland Township. I am clear and monitoring.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Good morning, 993, Whiskey Sam Charlie, Zebra 810.
Good morning there, Page 810, WSBM 993, how you doing today? I can't tell you, we're broken up there. Doing too bad, just hanging in there, you know, that's about it. You must be away from the repeater or something, handheld or something maybe? Copy that, yeah, a little choppy and staticky on your end there, coming to me. How am I making it in over there to you? Come back on that again, then, copy.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, just switch over to Mayville. Does this sound any better?
Yes, the M993 810 definitely sounds better.
That's weird. I wonder if there's some kind of conditions going on between me and the Saginaw machine.
Not really sure, and whatnot. You said you're on a handheld or for a mobile?
No, I'm on a mobile right here in just outside downtown Frankenmuth on the main drag there.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty good on this one, better than the Saginaw.
Not the radio, not the antenna.
Roger that.
Alrighty, I'm going to jump out of here for a few minutes. I'm going to run into the store here, get a couple pieces of hardware so I can get this radio strapped down and not have it flying all over the place. I'll chat with you in a little bit. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, clear on your final.
That answering to you. Have a good one, and we'll talk again soon. Take it easy. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
That station 366, you sounding good. WIUG 38. Station 218. Station 218, WIUG 38, copy.
WIZX 218, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
We're waiting on this wind to come in, over.
Yeah, it will be fun. That wind will be coming so hard. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. They're starting. She's starting right now, over.
Yeah, I see that in here, too. The trees are shaking a little bit. Roger.
Other than that, it's a nice day. Good sun out. Blue sky, but it's trying to melt the snow a little bit.
Yeah, that's for sure. I hope so. We need the summer so bad, you know, after all these cold days went by.
And I think we're over the hump. Over the halfway mark, so. It'll be here before you know it.
You're sounding good anyhow. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Probably good signals going on today anyways. Clear as it is.
And when you get that clear sky like that, that's what a clear signal too. I'm on 225. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's no background noise whatsoever. It was pretty bad yesterday, though. Especially yesterday morning early, it was bad. I was talking to 793, and we could hear it on each other. Over.
Yeah, Roger, yeah. I shouted for you this morning about 7. Didn't hear you back out. But yesterday, too, I shouted for you and couldn't get nothing. Roger?
I was out there early yesterday. I slept in today.
Roger, yeah. Well, I don't know. Bob, I haven't heard Bob at all. Last time I talked to him about 4 days ago, but never heard back anything from him. But it's the MIA, the problem is. They have to fix that from, I think, inside. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, it's definitely an MIA issue. He's not on the network. WIZX 218,
standing by. Station 218, you still out there?
Roger.
Yeah, they changed the website from MIA.system. I don't know how they're doing it right now. Roger.
They did what? Say it again.
They're updating the system on the computer.
Oh, okay. I got you. that's probably what needs to be done then.
And that Mount Clemens repeater is acting up bad. I don't know if you hear it or not. All right, Randall, take care. Have a good day. I got to go shopping a little bit. Grocery shopping. Talk to you later. WIUG48.
Roger that. All right, you go get your shopping done, Jack. We'll talk at you later. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
WSGH 922. Can I get a signal report? I didn't catch your number. 956, this is 922. Repeater a try later once I get up that way. Over.
Good for you, Wolf. Look forward to your calling.
Roger that, 456. Appreciate the comeback. WSGH 922 on the side.
WRND 456 monitoring.
WRNW 329, Monterey.
WSGH 922, audio check, please.
This is WRVM 934 for the audio check.
Yeah, roger that, 934 WSGH 922 here. Just on a mobile here, just trying out the Saginaw repeater. Over.
You've got a good signal. No problems there. Very readable.
Very good, sir. First time out with the mobile here, so I'm just checking all the different repeaters. This came from Flint up to my spine doctor here at Saginaw. We're going in for an appointment, so I just thought I'd give her a try. So appreciate the come back. WSGH 922 on the site.
No problem. Good luck with the rest of your day. This is WRVM 934. Clear.
Whiskey Centaur Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRWX 221 mobile.
Last station calling, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good afternoon.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Hello again, 448, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Long time no ski. I don't know what happened to the other ski. I was going to come back to him and tell him he was like loud and clear. He was booming.
Yeah, I was kind of tied up at the second between the phone and GPS. I couldn't answer him right away.
Other station, if you're out there, please come back.
He was talking about me, WRWX 221. I'm just on my way home from work. I had my radio out of my truck for a while, so I figured I'd reach out. I'm glad to listen. Sounds like I'm sitting next to you guys.
At 810. Yeah, I was waiting on you there, Kurt. I had another station. I didn't quite catch the call sign. But anyway, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First person over here is Paige, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. We're mobile up here in Saginaw right now. Pleasure to make any acquaintance there.
My name's Kurt, WRPB 448, base station out of Groveland Township, nearby. Did not copy that last transmission. I think I'm going to sit back and monitor for a little bit. I've got my wife, I'm going to be driving home soon. This is WRPB 448. I am clear and monitoring.
Alrighty, Kurt, take it easy. I'm going to be in and out of the vehicle here for a little bit, but I'll kind of be half monitoring there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
That station out there got low audio. WAG 380.
Hello, Jack. WSDH 380. Hazel Park. That audio any better?
There, Chris. How you doing? And you sounding a lot better. Roger.
Copy that. I guess I was just talking too softly. I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Jack?
I'm doing good, except that cold weather was getting going nowhere for 3 days. Roger.
And copy that. I barely put my head out the door.
I know you're saying I couldn't get the mail. I wanted to go to the mailbox to get the mail. I couldn't. I left it there for 3 days. Roger.
And I copy that. Yes, you didn't have to go out. You didn't do it.
Yes, you're right about that. So you're doing good. That's good. Roger.
Yes, sir. I'm hanging in there. Not bad for an old guy.
I would never say old guy. Always young guy. You know, I'm old too, but I'm not saying I gotta say old man. Nothing like that. Always be a positive young man. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. Sounds like a good plan. I'll try to adhere to that.
That's all right. Anyhow, good to hear you back. You take care. But you're sounding a lot better from before. We'll talk later. I'm on my destination, that's why.
catch you later. WIUG 88.
WSDH 380. Clear.
WSGN 708. Just calling in for a radio check. I hear both you guys there.
You are loud and clear. You're at I-696 and 75.
I know I'm crossing through Rochester right now into Shelby Township.
Well, you're making a fine trip. I'm listening to you on the Detroit repeater, 625.
Okay, great, thank you. I got a new mobile antenna that I'm just trying out today.
Well, that new antenna's doing its job. Is it in Nagoya?
Yes, exactly. It's the UT-72G.
After that, that's what I'm running here. I have it in my kitchen, sitting on the range.
Fantastic. They seem to make excellent products.
Now that jack put a bug in my ear about the Nagoyas, and I got quite a collection of them.
Yeah, I've been bit hard by the GMRS bug. I'm just now getting into it. I just got my call sign about a couple weeks ago, so I've been studying up, and I'm really enjoying the adventure that this has been on.
Yes, sir. It's a wonderful hobby. Glad to have you in it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You'll be hearing from me in the future, I'm sure. Thank you so much. Again, this is WSGN 708. Over and out.
Copy that. WSGH 380. Monitoring. This is WRPD 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, on the Flint repeater. Both you gentlemen coming in loud and clear this afternoon. Likewise down here, Kurt. You're sounding great. Good day to stay inside and play radio, isn't it? Certainly is. Kind of windy out there. What was your location again? I lost track. I'm in the northwest corner of Hazel Park, at the intersection of 696 and I-75. Copy that. I know that area well. I, years ago, used to work for that Mickey Electric right down the road there on Woodward, if that rings a bell to you. What was the name? McMurray Electric. And then right down the road was Motor City Electric, I believe. That. Were they like a warehouse? Construction shop. I used to know somebody that worked over there at Minster's Collision, if you know that place. Is that the one with the car on the roof? I
probably thought you'd know the place. Anyone that's driven by it once recollects it.
I've watched those wobbly wheels many times.
Well, it's speak with you. Go back here on the side and monitor for a bit. I'm expecting my wife to call in with a dinner order. So, pleasure to meet you again. My name is Kurt. I am WRPD 448 Roland Township. And I am in the final.
Copy that, sir. The pleasure's all mine. First personal is Mitt.
USDJ 347. You got a copy on this radio?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Roger that. Thanks for the check. Just seeing if this radio still works.
Yes, sir. It's doing a fine job here in the northwest corner of Hazel Park.
Yeah, we're over here in Shelby Township, 21 Van Dyke area.
Who's that? WSPH-380, Van Dyke.
Yes, you do. WSGH-922 mobile monitoring.
Base, do you copy, Kurt?
448. Whoa. Are you on your way from the pizza place, Sheriff?
I'm in my mom's parking lot. I'm going to call in the pizza now.
All right, copy that. You're clear. How am I copying?
For the most part, you're loud and clear. There's just a few times where your words skip a little bit.
With your reception by that building, possibly. All right, try me again from the parking lot when you get ready to come home, all right?
Okay, so that whole last sentence you just said was just fine. Over.
Copy that. Call me from the pizza parking lot when you're leaving. WRPB 448, actual clear.
Bill, you're supposed to clear yourself as well when we're on the repeater.
WFGU 844 monitoring. That was someone trying to get in the repeater. You're not making it.
WSG 922 mobile monitoring.
I'm sorry, I just stepped on you. Go again.
Yeah, go ahead for 922.
Hello, this is WFGU 844. Your name is Sherman. How's it going?
Pretty good, Sherman. How are you? I'm just out here on mobile right now around Grand Lake.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm out here in Sterling Heights, heading that way, up to here.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've heard you on here a couple of times. First is Greg. I'm over here at Grand Blank, usually bounce off the Flint repeater. Over.
Copy that, Greg. Nice to meet you. Yep, name is Sherman. WFGU 844.
Roger that, Sherman. I will be on the side, WSGH 92.
Hey, nice to meet you, Greg. Yep, I'm having a hard time trying to make this repeater. Sounds like gotta give me a mobile one, and I'm off the rubber ducky handheld right now. So, good talking to you. Hope to talk to you again. This is WFGU 844.
Roger that. You came in really clear that time. The last time before that, I couldn't really understand you too much. But, yeah, it makes a big difference. You get a mag mount. I usually use this unit in as my base. It's radiology. It's a DV20G, I believe it is, with the Nicoya mag mount. But it seems to be working pretty well. Over.
Got a couple of things. Handheld, and yeah, I can use a magnet mount. I got an aluminum truck, so I'm gonna be looking.
Yeah, roger that. Aluminum truck, that makes it difficult. I guess you'd have to get like a hinge mount or something off your hood or what have you. Not real sure on that, but that's I guess. Something you gotta look into, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. I was thinking about doing hinge mount also. So I'm just gonna go on Amazon and take a look.
Roger that. Sherman, I'm pulling in here to get some fuel. I will talk at you again sometime. Again, I'm Greg over in Grand Blanc, WSGH 92.
Sounds good, Greg. Nice talking to you again. We'll be yell at you later. So have yourself a good rest of your day and evening, and we have to talk at you later.
RPV 448 actual. Are you getting ready to head out, Cheryl?
I am. I have the pizzas.
All right. I guess I will see you when you get home. Be sure that you clear yourself after I clear. WRPV 448 actual. Clear on your final, Cheryl.
WRPV 448 clear.
WSDA 452, WSCY 717. WSDA 452, WSCY 717.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRPB 448-810, every time's a charm.
So they say. How's it going?
Doing really, really good. Wife just got back from visiting her mom, and there's this kick-butt pizza place, and she brought some home for me, and I've got a happy belly, so yeah, I feel like 99%.
That's incredible.
Now, when I was married a million years ago, biggest mistake was moving the mother-in-law closer to us.
A buddy of mine I used to work with, his mother-in-law got sick, and they went out of her way to make her a special spot in the house, and I got over there and wired a backup generator right away just in case, and yeah, she ended up trying to really finish the work up.
Yeah, definitely not a good thing there. I don't know what the weather's like down by you, but it just started snowing up here again.
Well, at the moment, it's just cold and windy. I guess I'll click on the radar real fast since I'm in front of the computer and I'll take a look at it.
Rain and snow right now, and it literally just started within the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're about 25 minutes from it too. I'm looking at the radar. It's over Lansing right now, a little bit more over Grand Rapids.
Yeah, the, I unfortunately don't have a weather radio in the vehicle yet. My scanner's sitting in my bag at home and don't have the CB in here yet that's got the weather on it, so look out the window. I guess that's about the best weather forecast I can get right now.
PB448 for station identification purposes. Yeah, looking out the window is probably your most accurate weather forecast versus the technology anymore.
Yeah, because I'm 5 minutes up the road from where I was, and it's already stopped again. And I'm sure as soon as I turn the corner, I'll be driving right back into it.
Alright, Paige, so I heard you check in a few minutes ago, and I definitely wanted to say hello again, and yes, today marks the first time we've talked 3 times in a day. So I'll leave you back to your driving. Hope to speak with you soon. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure. This is WRPB448, and I am monitoring and clear on your final.
Out there, Kurt. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. You may not catch me tomorrow. I'm planning on going up to Midland for the day, so I'm not expecting to be around too much, and the repeater coverage up there is awful. So we'll see. Maybe we'll catch you. Maybe we won't. If not, there's always Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whenever. So today kind of made up for it a little bit. Have yourself a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Copy that. Have a good night.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
Station 329, WIUG 488, go ahead.
doing this afternoon, Jack, or this evening, I should say. I think I'll give a holler and see if you're out there this afternoon.
Were you driving?
At the moment, but I'm in my truck over here on Hall Road right now. The wife had to do some shopping. She's in the store. I'm just sitting in the truck here to copy.
Copy, you sound ain't good anyhow. Roger.
Right, I appreciate that. I'm not too far from the repeater. I got it on medium. I see she's coming out early, so they probably didn't have what you needed.
That's what it is. If you're not too far from a repeater, you don't need to go on high. Just stay on medium. Actually, I'm always on the medium. Roger.
Medium's a good way to sit on medium. You hit most of the repeaters on medium. I guess if you get out of ways, you might want to crank it up a bit.
You're like if you're 35 miles away, yeah. Or 30 miles, yeah. You need to maybe go on high. Otherwise, you know, you don't need to really. Roger?
Copy that. Well, the weather's trying to be right. I guess it feels not nicer than what.
I just heard in Saginaw, it's raining and snowing out that way. I don't know why, but I just heard it. Roger?
Yeah, they're getting a little snow up that way. I know about Cadillac. They showed a live shot of Cadillac. Coming down pretty good.
I don't know. It could be tomorrow. They say tomorrow it could be like 40% or something like that. I don't know. But that's what I looked at it earlier yesterday.
Copy that. Well, we don't need any more snow, but we'll probably have some more coming in the next day or two, I'm guessing.
For sure, we don't need no snow, and that cold weather hit us very hard. For that 3 days went by, it was very hard. And Wednesday was the worst one.
It was real crispy out. Cold, burning nose cold, so if you got to go outside, it's safe. You run in the vehicle, in and out, make it quick. You got nothing going on outside, though.
Not much going on outside either. But you're really sounding good. Where are you on that 9800?
I'm on the 9800 here.
I tell you, they all sound good. I'm on that 9600.
The radios always sound good when you're keying up from your side over there. But I'm not hearing that interference you're getting before. You're getting the interference off and on. I'm not hearing it tonight. Nice and clear. Nice and loud.
Well, I heard it about 3 hours ago. And anyhow, I'm on the Detroit repeater, 625. Roger.
Is it clear shot for you? I guess it would be if you're up a little higher there, straight shot. It's up pretty high. 625's up there, so I guess it would be a little better signal from that one, I'm guessing.
Oh, well, it is, Tim. The 675 is, have bad connectors out that way. It's too cold to go out there and change them and all that. So it was like it make noise every, what is that? Every 2 hours it makes some kind of then you gotta get out of there. So that's why I came down to 675. I can go there and check that 675 if you like.
I'm on right now, 675.
How about now? I'm on 675 too. Roger.
It's not as clear when you're on 675. Heard a little bit of something coming through with you.
I don't know why, but I want to try that DB20G on 675. See how much time, see if there's any different. Is that fine with you?
I'm on the move here, headed back home, so. No problem. I'm about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from the house. But that last transmission was nice and clear.
How about now? I'm on 625 right now.
That's nice and loud here. Pretty clear.
Yeah, switch to to DB20G, see what happens. Got you a little bit, WRUG 48.
Right, I'll be standing by here. WRNW 329.
Good evening, Tim. Good evening, Jack. WMTU 844.
Good evening, 844. How are you doing this evening?
Very well, very well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Doing real good. Just out doing some errands, trying to make my way back to the house.
Yeah, copy that. How's the a lot of wind out by you, and the wind is blowing like crazy up here in Lapeer.
A little windy, not real bad, but yeah, a little windy. It's 36 degrees over here too, so it's not as bad as it was temperature-wise, so it's a little breezy.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we've got a lot of drifting going on, blowing across Van Dyke and Elba Road and I-69. It was crazy on the way home this late afternoon.
I copy that. Well, I don't know. It must have got a little more snow that way than I'm guessing. Or is it just the loose stuff blowing around? I didn't see any over this way yet today at all.
Yeah, the loose stuff. But yeah, they're saying that we're supposed to be getting some snow tonight and tomorrow.
Make a little slick commute for the morning. You got to drive to work in it. Got to be careful, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'll just throw in four-wheel drive and take my time.
Best way, take your time. There's another station out there. Go ahead. It's not very clear, but go ahead.
W756. There's a lot of deer. I've seen a lot of deer out up that way, too.
Yeah, 756, this is WSGU 844 off the Maybell repeater here in Lapeer. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of deer on my commute through Elba and then down I-69.
Yeah, last about three whole families.
having a hard time receiving you there. Might want to change your location or boost up your power.
Yeah, I'm working on some antennas. Am I coming through clear? Over.
Yeah, that's better. Sorry, that didn't go through.
Sounded like maybe you got a loose coax or something jumping around a little bit. Could have been interfered some kind of way.
Come back.
I was just saying, it sounds like you might have a loose coax or something on your end. It's a little bit of interference coming through when you're keying up. You said you're on a Detroit repeater, but I'm off a Mount Clemens repeater right at the moment.
Station 329, you still out there?
Sorry, go ahead, Jack. You on that DB20G?
How's this thing sound?
Sounds good. Nice and loud.
I don't know what's the difference between that one and this one, but I'm on the 675 repeater too. Roger.
Said you're loud. Say you're loud on my radio. Yes, nice and loud. Clear.
Yeah, Jack, it sounds better with the radio you're on right now.
Well, thank you. Anyhow, thank you guys out there. I just want to see, because the other one is it's a different radio, and it's 50-watt radio, that's why. This is only 20-watt radio with on a medium.
Yeah, it sounded real good up here in Lapeer. WFGU 844.
Thanks again. WIUG 48. You're sounding good too. I don't know. You're on 550 repeater, huh?
That's affirmative. Yep. And yeah, using an HT with a rubber ducky.
I don't know, you might have a clear shot for the 550s. The 550s on Mayville, way over there by the thumb. I don't know how you get it from Lapeer County. Roger.
I'm only a hop, skip, and a jump from Mayville. Yeah. No more than 20 miles.
That's good. I'm only from a Mount Clemens repeater, 23 miles. Roger.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, you're coming in real strong, and I think I'm only using 10 watts on this HT.
Yeah, I think I'm on the 10 watts too, because if media is 20 inches, I mean, around 10, 11 watts, that's all. Roger.
Yep, copy that.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming back. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
You too, Jack. Always good hearing from you, WIOG, grade 8. This is Sherman, WFCU 844.
Kevin Stone, you still out there, 329?
Still here. I was just getting a little guy some drive-through McDonald's here. So we can make him happy.
I see. All right, Tim, I get back out of here for a little bit. We'll catch you later. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WING 48.
Okay, we'll catch you guys in a little bit, Bob, the handheld or something. WRNW 329, we're clear for now.
Yeah, good hearing from you, Tim. WNRNW 329. Have yourself a good one. I'll stick around for a little bit. WSGU 844, standing by.
Okay.
Sherman 844, we'll talk to you in a little bit, Robert.
Peters,
that's going to be WRNW.
Sounds like somebody else was keying up on you when you were talking. Go ahead, whoever the station is.
75, you were on the Maryville repeater. Is that part of that MIA?
That's a gentleman off the Detroit repeater. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's the MI-8 or not. I think the MI-8 is the 600 repeater, which is not open, if I'm not mistaken, all the time.
You need to know, 844, the 600 repeater, it's single repeater. It does not connect to MIA, WIUG, grade 8.
Okay, so the one that we're talking on right now is considered the MI-8, WSGU 844.
That is correct. Yeah, the one we're talking about, they're all on MI-8. There's about 5-6 of them out there.
Copy that. Yeah, because I've tried hitting the other repeater there in Mayville, and it can't do anything. I think it's the 462-600.
That was a 600 repeater, but it's not. They changed it to 550, and that's what you are on right now. On Roger.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, because I've looked in my repeater book for the GMRS and ham radio repeaters, and it shows that there's two repeaters still in Mayville, but I understand. I believe you.
I know about it a long time ago. The reason why was 600... and it was interfering with Michigami. I don't know if you heard of Michigami or not. It was interfering with that. So after that, they changed it from 600 to 550. Roger.
Copy that.
Seven five six. Yeah, I asked because I was out there the other day and my phone crashed. I was only getting static on the radio.
Station was 756. Look like when you talk is choppy, something like that. You gotta have the right setting on that radio. Roger.
Yeah, right. It was real windy, and the wind was just blowing real hard, too.
Well, I don't think it's the wind. I think it's your radio. You gotta check that radio really good.
Good.
Loose connection, WFCU 844.
All right, back out of here. WIMG 48, we're clear.
Yeah, I'm going to go back on the site also. WSGU 844.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
The radio to GM30. Over.
You still got that, you know, cutting off. I don't know why when you talk, it gets cut off.
Problem with it is a brief tactical antenna. Over.
Break. Go break.
Switch tactical antenna. Did you copy that?
This is WSGU 844. Easier. It's getting there. Still got to tighten something up. Copy.
Yeah, that's it. It's kind of hit and miss, though. Sometimes it's clear. Sometimes you guys say I'm choppy.
I'm trying to help you here. You have a feature on that radio that is not turned off. And it's either an ANI situation, which is an automated numerical identifier. You can't hear it. You can't see it if you have a screen. Or it's a DTMF form of identifier. And it's a feature in your radio. I'm not familiar with the radio, or else I'd tell you exactly where to go. But you need to find those two features and make sure they're shut off at both the beginning of transmission and end of transmission. And that'll cure that problem. WRCY 565.
I didn't read.
Well, that's what your problem is. You have those features turned on, one of them or both. And those have to be turned off, and once you get them turned off, your problems will be solved. Because when you key up, you're talking through the radio, but you're still submitting a signal you cannot hear. And when you let go, you might be able to hear it. But
I've tried to help you, and like I say, I don't know the radio well enough. So, you know, you have to find somebody who knows the radio to help you. But that's what your problem is, sir. I tried my best. WRCY 565. We're clear.
565 was the features you were talking about. I didn't get that part.
You've heard of a Rogers Eve, haven't you?
Okay, yeah. I'll go turn the Roger off.
Okay. If you turn the Roger off, that's one thing. But there's two other features that are in probably in that radio. One is called an automated numerical identifier, or ANI, and the other one is called ETMF, which is sort of like touchtone keypad. And it's transmitting at both the beginning of the transmission, where you sound choppy, and at the end of the transmission, when you sound choppy again, when you unkey. Again, the two features are ANI, automatic numerical identifier, and the other one is ETMF, which is similar to keypad on a touchtone phone.
Seven, five, six, over, out.
WRCY 565 is clear. Going back to the other side of the world.
Five, six, five, this is WSGU 844. Remember seeing those two settings in the menu of the boofing I have. So yeah, I make sure everything is off for 000.
Well, it's definitely not a Roger beep issue, but it is one of those other two features, because Wooksons have them, and I have Wooksons. I'm talking on a Motorola right now, but I've experienced that and had that trouble when I first came across it. And all I'm trying to do is help you guys out. And, I hate to say this, and I don't want to say it, but your answers are in the book. And got to read the book, and that's the only way I learned. And I've been in radio, I'm 68. I've been in radio close to 50 years. Especially these FM radios. I know a thing or two. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but back in the day, I had to read the book to learn and understand everything. You just don't get your license and go out there and start talking. And then when people try to, correct your problem and they're thinking there's something wrong with your radio, a loose connection or anything, you got to know what it is to troubleshoot. And I'm just trying my best to help people. I mean, you can take my advice, or you can tell me to go jump off a cliff. I don't care. But I've been too radio too long, and just trying to be a nice guy and try to help people. WRCY 565, we're going back to the other side of the world. Have a good evening.
You also. By the way, this is Sherman, WSGU 844, here in Lapeer, off the Mayville repeater. Have yourself a good night.
Pleasure to meet you, Sherman. Personal here is Donald, first name of the president, so to speak, easy to remember. Call sign again is WRCY 565. Have a good evening yourself.
Thank you, Donald. All right, you also, WSGU 844. WSDA45Dudes, WSCY717.
WSGN-639 for radio check.
Station 639, you sounding good. WIUG-48.
488, Jack. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'll be tap in and monitoring. WSGN-639.
Are you sounding good? Where's your location? I'm over here, Rochester Hill.
Sir, I'm located in Brownstown. Not too far from the repeater, but I'm trying a new radio with an antenna tonight, and seems to be working a lot better.
You got the good radio, and you got a good antenna. Just a little bit more closer to the mic. That's all you need. Nothing else you don't need out there. WIUG-48.
Copy that, sir. Thank you. WSGN-639.
Hi, sir. Have a good evening. You take care. WIUG-48, clear.
You as well. I'm clear. WSGN-708,
you read 419. Copy that. This is WSGP-419. How's it going, Cliff?
Buddy, how about yourself?
Going pretty good. I got a little helper here that wants to say hi to you.
Hi, Cliff. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, who is that? I think I know, but I gotta confirm. That's my little helper named Lila May. I didn't get you on that last transmission there, brother. I said, Lila sounds great over the airways. You copy that? I copy that. She's got a good voice for radio, and I've always been told I have a good face for radio. Took the words right out of my mouth. I don't know. Do you notice the difference with these settings?
Yeah, now that you have the receive tone in there, I don't know how it was working without it, but you actually sound more clear than you did the last night when we tried.
Well, that is great news. It'll sound even better when we get some 50-watt units.
Oh, yeah, you know it, buddy. Hey, so that mobile antenna works great on the way home. I hit the repeater in Detroit. I talked to, I can't remember the gentleman's name, out of Rochester, and then a medical fella. He said he was in Hamtramck or Hazel Park, and then another in Brownstown using the repeater. So it's just working great, man.
Yeah, that is great news. I was getting some good reception on the way home with my Nagoya as well.
Yeah, for not a lot of money, you know. So, but yeah, it's all working out good. I'm glad we finally got this figured out, and it's good to be a part of the community. You're with some good folks, it sounds like, on the airwaves. So, it's nice adventure we're on here.
I totally concur.
All right, bud. I got to get the little rascal to bed and then off to bed myself. So, anyhow, I'll see you tomorrow at work. Have a safe drive in, and we'll talk then. This is WSGN 708.
Have a great night, brother. This is WSGP 419 signing off. WS 756. How am I coming up through now? WS 756. Anybody read?
On the right frequency. Gentlemen, 756, this is the operator, WRCY565, that was trying to help you. Those tones are still there. Question for you. When you transmit, say something, and then let go of the button, before you hear the Roger beep at the end, do you hear any clicking sounds, sir? No clicking sounds. Okay, because we're hearing it and you're not, and that's the troubling part for me. You might be, you should be able to at least hear something. Because what's happening is when you key up, you automatically start talking. But when you key up, you're talking over the first, or what they call beginning of transmission tone, and that's why you sound choppy at the beginning. When you let go of the button, you'll hear a beep beep or a beep at the end. That's the automated Roger beep that's put in by the repeater. But in between there's some clicking that's going on, and that's where your problem is. And again, it's called either an ANI or a DTMF, and that's what's got to be turned off. Again, I'm sorry I don't know the radio you're using, so I can't help you with that. But exactly that's what your problem is, and it's just a matter of finding where those settings are. And you're going to have to turn them off at both ends, the beginning of the transmission and the end of transmission. Other than that, I can't really help you more than that, because, again, I apologize. I just don't know the radio you're using.
No problem. Fine. I zeroed the ANI out. I didn't see the other things you were talking about. Over.
The other thing is D as in David, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, F as in Frank. That's easier phonetics because you're not in a ham operator. DTMF it's called, and there should be the same thing for it at the beginning of the transmission and the end of transmission. You got to turn all that stuff off, your Roger beeps, anything like that, and because that's what's causing your problem. So you can, it sounds like you found where half the problem is, and you got those turned off. That's good. Now you just got to find the other half, and you should be good to go.
Roger that.
Well, I wish you luck, and we'll be listening until about 9 o'clock. If there's anything else you might need, just call out for WRCY565, and I'll do my best. But right now, that's about as far as I know that I can do to help you. Have a good evening. WRCY565, clear.
Five, six, five, you still out there?
WRCY 565, is somebody calling me? I have my volume down.
Yeah, this is 756. Is it the same?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You killed it.
Yeah, I had to turn the PPT cones off to send a receipt.
Welcome to the group. Welcome to the insanity about figuring this stuff out. Congratulations and welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Between you and Jack, y'all awesome.
I'm touched, but thank you. Yeah, it's just like I said, I've been at this a long, long time, and sometimes it helps, you know. I don't mean this in a bad way, I don't mean to be sarcastic, but sometimes you got to read these manuals and look for those kind of things instead of just, you know, people telling you stuff. I mean, I knew you didn't have a static problem. You know, you didn't have, like, a loose connection or anything like that. It was internal in the radio, but unfortunately, I don't know the radio you're using because I only use two brands of radio. And that brand, or manufacturer, I should say, that brand. All right, well, welcome aboard. I'm glad we got that problem fixed for you. I appreciate your patience with me. And, I'm just glad I was able to help.
Yeah, you're welcome, graciously. I'm new to it. I kind of just downloaded some stuff off Chirp, and I think it's the settings automatically were in what I downloaded, but, WSGQ756, out.
Enjoy the hobby, sir. You have a good evening. WRCY565, personal here is Donald, and I'm out in the Madison Heights area. You have a good evening and enjoy your radio.
Yep, you too. I'm Rich, by the way.
Copy that, Rich. Enjoy. Have a good night. WRCY 565.
Phenomena.
Yeah, IUG, plate 8. No, that was Eric out there.
No. It's a phenomena. This is WRTX 957. What's up, Jack?
Oh, nothing much. I was listening to a double nickel out there, and it was not too many people there. I don't know what's the reason, but it was not too many people. Captain Don was out there. I know that. Roger.
I guess they just need a better net controller. That's the problem, you know. What was the net about, anyhow? I got to check in there next time.
Oh, they got a good repair out there, the double nickel. They need me. That's what they need.
Well, we offered to have you be net control of the prepper net. And you declined, which I don't blame you.
Hey, how you doing? How's up north, by the way? Is snowing out that way where you were yesterday?
Uh, Yeah, we got a couple inches. We had just enough to go snowmobiling. It's not a lot. We had two or three from before and two, so maybe five total, you know, just barely enough. You know, good thing it was cold out to keep the base nice and frozen, otherwise it would have went away.
Jerry, yeah. So you didn't go snowmobile? I thought you went snowmobile.
Yeah, I did. I said there was just barely enough snow. I mean, if it was an inch or two less, we wouldn't have went. It was just, you know, trails were kind of beat up, but it was okay. It was typical light snow, you know, beginning of the season riding. Hopefully in February we'll get more. Usually we get more in February.
It was about 2 or 3 hours ago, and Saginaw was raining in the snow, but it never not here, though. Well, so what do you do? Go about a couple of miles and come back on that snowmobile?
Oops, I dropped my radio here. Try that again.
Did you go by like a couple of miles and come back? Is that snowmobile does? Or you go like about 10 miles or 20 miles?
Oh, 30. From our cottage to the trailhead and down to ski park and then back. It's 15 miles. About 15 miles each way, so about 30 miles. I think that's what it was, maybe 31.
That's good. Let me ask you, you go at night, and you see a deer moving around at night too?
Didn't go in the nighttime this time. I went in the day, but at night, oh yeah, we see tons of deer at night. Yep. Just not this time, though. Actually, I saw deer in the daytime, so. Oh, but they're everywhere up there.
When you snowmobile, you see them too?
Yeah, we see coyotes and fox and a few other types of creatures. Oh, yeah, we see them. You just got to be careful. Got to run the high beams and got to be kind of careful through the trails there. Just want to run out in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard somebody ran a deer with a snowmobile. Is that right?
Well, I've been riding sleds for 50 years, and I never hit one, knock on wood, but not really. I don't remember hearing anybody hitting a deer on a sled. I mean, I'm sure it happened, but not to me or any of my friends or family.
But the way snowmobile goes, what? 40 mile, 50 mile an hour?
No, more than that. Yeah, that's my trail. If I'm going through the trails, it's usually between 25 and 40, but no, they'll go way faster than that. Matter of fact, come up one of these days, I'll give you a ride. If you're in the area. I'm trying to get Captain Don to come up. I don't know. He's got all the equipment. He just needs to come up.
That would be nice to do that. One day we might get together, me and you and Captain Don, and come up there and see what's happening.
Only if you bring the beef jerky and the hunter sausage.
like that beef sausage. Is it good?
Oh, yeah, that's good. We haven't finished it yet, though, but we're getting there.
Oh, don't eat too much every day. Maybe one and two. That's what I usually do, eat one and two, you know, because it tastes delicious, that's why. Roger.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to go watch some TV, Jack. I just heard you in there on the scanner there, so I figured I'd give you a shout on my 1,000-mile radio. So have yourself a good one, Jack. We'll catch you later. WRTX 957.
Larry, good talking to you. Take care. Yeah, get one day, get Captain Don. I come up. I don't care. If you want, go pick him up, too. And drive him up there. All right, take care. I'm going to go watch John Wayne, my buddy, see what he's up to and all that. Talk to you later. WIUG 488.
WRTX 957, this is WSGU 844. Come in. Negative copy on WRTX 957, this is WSGU 844. Standing by.
WSBY 676 Monitoring Challenge.